Thank you very much for coming out. So as I posted in the title of the shiur, we wanted to discuss what not to do when someone sits in your seat in shul. But before we get to that exciting point, we need to discuss what is it about having a seat in shul. So let's begin. It is, as many things are, a gemara in brachos. In this case, in daf vav amid aleph. And it is found in this week's parsha. Amar Rav Chelbo, Amar Rav Huna, kol kovea makom tefilaso. Whoever makes a makom kavua and a set place for his tefila, Elokei Avram be'ezro, so the God of Avram will help him. Ukushemes, and when such a person passes away, such a person who has established a makom kavua, Omrim lo I anav I chasid mitamidav shel Avram Avinu. They say that this person is humble. He is a chasid, and he is of the talmidim of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu minali to kavu makom. How do I know that Avram Avinu himself had a makom kavua? D'chsiv, as it says in this week's parsha. Avram stood in prayer in the morning, okay, in order to daven to Hashem. I know that the word Amida always implies daven to Hashem. Shneamar, as it says in Shmuel Beis, that the Jewish people, it says by Pinchas, Vayamod Pinchas v'yifalel, that Pinchas stood up to daven, and tefillah always corresponds to standing. We find that in other areas of, as well, that Amida corresponds to tefillah as well. Just to note, the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Yud Aleph that quotes this Gemara and talks about the praises that a person will have when they pass away, it switches the order. They say not that he's humble and then that he's a chassid, but rather he's a chassid and then he's an anav. And the Sifsei Chachamim here in Brachos says that it perhaps depends on the different versions of a very famous braisa of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair in the Gemara in the Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf, which is the source for the Mesilas Yesharim. The question is it first better to be an anav and then you become a chassid? A chassid is better than an anav? Or is a different version of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, is it better, first better to be a chassid and then be humble? So the different opinions of how to order what the praise is of this person who does it depends on the different opinions of what is better. Better to be a chassid or better to be humble. Okay, the Gemara in Daf Zayin and Beis and Brachos continues, picks up where it left off a page later. V'amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yishun Ben Yochai Kol HaKoveya Makom Tfilaso. Whoever establishes a makom for his tefillah, Oivav noflim tachtav, his enemies will fall beneath him. Shneamar v'samti makom la'amili Yisrael netati v'shachein tachtav. That the Jewish people are in a situation where their enemies will not hurt them. The Shiltos in Parshas Toldos Yud Tes. The Shiltos is the work of Rav Haigon, which discusses the different mitzvos in the Torah. So he has a different girsa. He says it's not talking about tefillah, it's talking about Torah. When you learn Torah, you should have a makom kavua. In the Beis Medrash, at a shir, when you're learning in your house, you should have an established place of learning Torah. And Tamir Rabbeinu Yonah, here on the Gemara in Brachos, says that you should have a makom kavua for tefillah, for Torah as well. This is actually cited by the Ramah in Kufton Hey Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. When you learn Torah, you should do it in the same spot. And the reasons that we'll see by tefillah might also apply to explaining why it would apply by Torah as well. The Shiltos in Parshas Vayetze, Chaf Beis, says that Yaakov was careful to daven in the same place. Again, we have many, many sources regarding people davening in the same place again. The Ein Yaakov is the classic collection of all of the Agadot in the Gemara. So there's a lot of fantastic commentaries on the Ein Yaakov. So one of them is the Anaf Yosef. The Anaf Yosef here on this Gemara cites an amazing comment of the Zohar in Parshas Bo. Let's look what he says. He says, Kasha mai raya hi zos dilma, pam echas kava makam ushe pamayim lo yoser. Okay, so it says Avram got up and he davened. All right, how do I know he davened there before? But what's the big deal? So he says, Aval Isa b'zohar seder bo daf yud chesam vei. Says the Zohar in Parshas Bo. V'yitza Yitzhak lasuach basada. Yitzhak went out to daven in the field. V'chilo havalei bayis o makam achal ispala. What? Yitzhak had no place better to daven? There was no base medrash near around. He had to go daven in the field. Ela oso hasada haya asher kan Avram samach lamara. He went to daven by Maras Machpelah. Dichsiv quotes the pasuk v'shaisa to have Yitzhak oil Begvia chama shchinse va'avram amaylohavim matzli taman mishum dekvius asra havalei bekamaisa. So the Zohar says, if Maras Machpelah was so holy, if it was so special, and Avram knew about it, why didn't Avram go to daven in Maras Machpelah? He's right there in Hebron. Why didn't he go daven in there? So says the Zohar, because he had a makam kavua someplace else. Your makam kavua is so strong, it overrides going to daven by kivrei tzaddikim. That's how important it is to daven in such a place. Hari mefurisha.
Because the others weren't buried there yet.
But Adam and Chava were buried there already.
True, right?
Someone was buried there. Kivrei tzaddikim still existed. Hari mefurisha Avram lo shina makam hatfila lo ratzel hispal af osa asad. He wouldn't go there. Yishum shekava makam. Acher Kfar. He already had a Makam Kavua. Already had a special place. That's how special it was. He didn't go to Uman, and he didn't go to all the other places in Eretz Yisrael. He stayed where he was, and he davened in his shul, and he davened in the Makam Kavua.
And let's go to the Kotel also.
What?
And not go to the Kotel.
He didn't go to the Kotel either. He stayed by the Makam Kavua. So the Meiri, they start to give explanations. What's so special? We'll get to more explanation at the end. Some fantastic ones, but let's do some simple ones. The Meiri explains that a makam kavua is more practical. It's more, makes you more settled. You're relaxed. This is my seat. This is where I belong. Your davening will be more benachas. You're comfortable in your own domain. It makes sense to have a makam kavua. The Maharal in the Nesiv Olam, in one of his books of Hamachshav, in the Nesiv Avoda, in Dalet, Perek Dalet. So he says that a makam kavua indicates that your tefillah is kavua. It's not off the cuff. I don't treat davening and tefillah like I just walk in and I get it over and I walk out, shooting from the hip. No, this is where I am. It's important to me, right? When you go into work, the same office, the same seat, the same place. It shows that what you're about to do is important, that your davening is important to you. The Rashba says that davening in a makam kavua will strengthen your tefillahs and make them stronger. And Rav David Arama is brought in the end of the Lakutim on the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah. In the back of every standard printing of the Rambam, there are random comments of different Rishonim and Achronim that are put together by the publishers. So in Hilchos Tefillah, Hei Vav, Lakutim bring Rav David Arama, who says that if you daven in different places, it looks like perhaps like you're davening to Shtei Rishios, to two gods. Over here I daven to this god over here, and over here I daven to this god over there. So that's why you should always daven in the same place as well.
Are we right?
Yeah.
A lot of us have multiple memberships in shul.
We will discuss all those issues when we get to it. We'll discuss all those things. So the Anaf Yosef also adds that he says that in Galus, we are separated from Hashem. Like a couple, when the woman is in Nida, they go into separation. So in Galus, we are also in separation. And he brings a fascinating inyan to connect the two things together. We know that when the wife is in Nida, so the couple should not sit on an area that is bouncy where they feel the other person's weight. Even though they're not touching, you should like being in a rowboat where you feel the other person's weight. So says the Anaf Yosef, since we're distant from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we sit in a makom kavua. We sit on a stable area with Hashem where we're not moving around. Just like the couple, when they're separate from each other, they sit in a seat that is not moving, so they don't feel the other person's weight. So too, in a sense, when we come to Hashem, when we sit together with Hashem, we sit in a makam kavua, in an area that's not moving around. We sit in the same place. He connects it together in an allegorical fashion. Okay, those are some of the different reasons given. The Kaf HaChaim in Sadi Kuf Yud Zayin has another fascinating explanation. He says, tefillah, as we know, is connected to korbanos. So korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. And when you offer a korban in the Beis HaMikdash, you do it in the same spot. The korbanos are always brought in the same spots, in the same locations. So too, if our tefillah should correspond to the korbanos, so we should act in such a way that we stand and we act in the same way, just like they did in the Beis HaMikdash. Let's look at the Rush in Brachos, who cites our Gemara LaHalacha. Ve'ein amida ela tefillah. There is no amida except for tefillah. Shneamar vayamod pinchas v'yifala. V'lo ba'i lameimar. We're not saying she'ragel hispal v'beis haknesses echas. Avim hu mispal be'echas v'shnei mekomos shapir dami. Now he says that you're allowed to, for sure, he says that you should daven in the same shul. That's a given. A person should always try to daven in the same shul, not going around and each Shabbos I'm going to be over here, and one day I'm going to be over here. We're going to get to different levels of establishment, different times of the year, Shabbos versus weekday, we'll discuss that in a second. But a person needs to be mesudar in what he does. You have a Shabbos place, you daven there on Shabbos. You have a weekday place, you daven there during the weekday. Not going back and forth to different places. Because for all the reasons we described about having a makom kavua, they apply. If I'm in this shul, I'm in that shul, then all those things are not going to apply. You need to be mesudar, you need to be organized in what you do about davening in different places. We'll get to the details later on. So he says, for sure you daven in the same place. Shapir daven d'amir b'yushalmi says to Yushalmi, Perek Tfilas HaShachar. So the Rush quotes Yushalmi in the fourth Perek, in the fourth Halacha. Amar Rabbi Tamchon b'Rabbi Chia, Sarich Adam li'yached lo makom b'beis HaKnesses. But not just enough to have a shul where you always daven. A place within that shul. And this is the idea of makom kavua that we are more familiar with. Not just having the shul that you always daven in, but also the place within the shul. And then he says, Shene Amar, Vayhi David ba ad harosh asher yishtachaveh sham le'elokim. Hashtachaveh lo namar ela yishtachaveh. That David HaMelech would continuously bow down and daven to Hashem at the same place on the same mountain. So we see from David HaMelech a hint to this idea of continuously davening in the same location. This Yushalmi is cited by the Machzor Vitri, the Agos Maimoni, the Tour, quoting this idea from David HaMelech as well. Now, let's ask the following question as a side point. Why do the Bavli and the Yushalmi both quote different sukkim? One quotes from Avram in this week's Parsha, and the Yushalmi quotes from David HaMelech. They're both citing the same halacha. Why not bring the same source? So there's a fascinating note in the Yefeh Einayim. The Yefeh Einayim is Rav Aryeh Leib Yellin. Rav Aryeh Leib Yellin lived at the time of the printing of the Vilna Shas. And he was an outstanding genius. And he lived in Vilna for a while. And the printers of the Vilna Shas came to him and said, we're editing new manuscripts, a new Gemara that's going to change the world. Everything's going to be, we have new commentaries in the back. We'd love, Rabbi Yellin, if you would put together a commentary we could include in the Vilna edition of the Gemara. And he said, sure, no problem. And this is what he did for the next 5 years. 2 months at a time, he sat with Bavli and Yerushalmi in his head, and every single time the Talmud Bavli said something, he made a note and told you where that conversation appears in the Talmud Yerushalmi. Every single daf in Shas. No Bar Ilan, no computers, no Google, with his head. Every single time a place is discussed, something is discussed in Bavli, it goes and is discussed in Yerushalmi. And he did that about a Masechta every 2 months, and he did that for about 5 years. The work was so intensive, it said that it killed him. It said he could, it just drove him just to exhaustion. And he didn't even finish. I think he didn't finish on Zrayim and some of Taros. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in the Siach HaSada, he fills in the rest. You need someone like Rav Chaim Kanievsky to do that, to fill in the rest of the details. He fills in the rest. So says Rav Aryeh Leib Yellin in the Yefei 9. The reason why the Bavli and the Yushami don't quite quote the same Pasuk is because the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuv Zayin uses that pasuk by David HaMelech that he bowed down to teach us something else. Another idea about David HaMelech. And therefore, that's why the Bavli doesn't quote the pasuk of David HaMelech. It needs to go back to Avram Avinu because he already used that pasuk up for something else. So we have multiple psukim teaching us about davening in a makom kavua. However, let's look at Rabbeinu Yonah, the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, there on the Gemara in Brachos in the Dafei Harif. He says, Lo Amar Zeba Makomo Shal Beis HaKnesses. We are not talking about your place in Shul, says Rabbeinu Yonah. There is no such thing, says Rabbeinu Yonah, of having a Makom Kavua inside the Shul. It's only about the Shul itself, to daven in the same Shul, but not about a seat within the Shul. There's no such idea. Dekevim Shekula Makom Tvila. The whole building is a place of Tvila. Ein Lahakbin Im Yoshe Pamim Bezavizu Upamim Bezu. I sit in this corner, I sit in that corner. Elorotza Lomar Shekovea Makom Tvila So Beve So. What does it mean to have the same seat? It means if you daven in your home. Every once in a while you have to daven in the house, you can't get out, Hurricane Sandy, whatever it is, we're coming up to the earth site. So he says that if you daven in your house, so it has to be that you daven in the same place. Shepamim she'en yochel lechas beis haknesses mispalo beveso umeyached makom yadu lekach. Have a very special place in your home. The Haki Mashva B'Yushalmi. And he says, I have a Yushalmi. Degarsin and Hasim kol kaveh makom tefilaso beveso. Whoever establishes a place for davening in his home, L'ispalo k'ilu hakifa mechitza shel barzel. It's as if you surrounded yourself with walls of iron in order to bring yourself in and connect yourself to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what he quotes. Now, the Shevet HaLevi Rav Osner in Chelek Yud Siman Kuf Lamed Hey, he says that based on this, you should have every Jewish home should have a place for one's Avodas Hashem. A place where you have your Svarim, a place where you say your Tehillim. Always have your Avodas Hashem in your home in the same location. Where you're going to do the Parsha, where you're going to read a book about Torah. Whatever you have to do, it should be based on this Yerushalmi. The place in your home where you engage in your Avodas Hashem should preferably be always in the same place. Based on this comment of Rabbeinu Yonah. Now, and this is what the Yerushalmi does seem to indicate. And that the Gemara is only referring to not davening in a different shul, the Maharami Rodenberg, the Kobo Simon Yud Aleph, all quote this idea of Rabbeinu Yonah. Now, let's look at the Madani Yantif, which is the classic commentary on the Rush. He raises a number of, actually one very important point. He says, Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, Kasvu, B'Shem Yerushalmi, De'en L'dakti B'Beis HaKnesses. It doesn't matter where you are in shul. El L'Beveso, it's all about the house. G'Shamayim, E'en Yachal, L'Beis HaKnesses. The Chule, if a person can't make it to shul. It brings a Yerushalmi, Kol Kavei Amakom Beveso, Hispalki, Lekif, and Mechitza Shabbat Akan. And then he says three very important words. Below Matzasi, be Yerushalmi. We have no comments in our Yerushalmi. No such comments in Yerushalmi exist. In our editions, we have nothing about davening or learning in one's homes. There's no such concept. It's not the only place we have Yerushalmis that don't exist. There's actually a very famous Yerushalmi that all of us use that we do not have in our editions. And that is the idea of standing for Davar Shadakdusha. It's based on a concept of the Yerushalmi, based on a pasuk that we don't even have. That's how hidden it is. It's the Or HaZeruah quotes the Yerushalmi, quoting a pasuk that we don't even have, indicating that we're supposed to stand for all Devarim Shadakdusha, Kaddish, Kedusha, Chazar Sashatz, all these types of things. And for that reason, Ashkenazim, we rely on the Or HaZeruah and we stand for Dharma Shadakdusha, but that's why the Sephardim don't, because they think there's no such Yerushalmi. And therefore, that's where the Sephardim sit by Kedusha. And by Kaddish, and those Dvarim Shabbat Dusha.
What, so, I think he made it up?
What?
I think he made it up?
No, it could be that it became added into, it got removed from the text over time, different printings. We assume that it was there, it just didn't make it into our editions that we have.
What?
What?
See, the Pasuk doesn't exist.
Oh, the Pasuk. So it could be that the Pasuk there by Dvarim Shabbat Dusha is referring to the Pasuk where Ehud ben Gera goes into Eglon. And he stands up for Dvar Hashem, and he stabs him in the stomach, right? We all know the story. Or it could be it's referring to other places. Maybe it's Yonah, when they threw Yonah off the boat, that he stood up and they lifted him up. It could be referring to other areas in Halacha, in other psukim regarding standing. Okay, so this is the comment of the Madani Yantif, that we have no reference to this Yerushalmi. Now he does quote a... He says there's a similar comment to the Gemara in Yerushalmi again in the fifth parak of Brachos that a person should daven in a place that's miuchad for tefillah. Okay, halacha l'maisa, let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. Who do we follow? He says, yikba makom l'tefillah so shlo yishanehu im lo l'tzorech gadol. A person should have a place, a makom kavua to daven, and you should not change it unless there is a tzorech gadol, unless there's a great need. It's not enough to have a shul that you always daven in. Again, stressing the idea, try to keep the same shul as often as possible. Even in the shul itself, you need to have a makam kavua. This is cited clearly by the Magen Avram. He says, Gam kishmis pal beveso, even, and he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. And we're choshesh for both Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush. So we have a makam kavu in the shul, but also kishmis pal beveso yikba b'makam shalo yaval baluhu b'nei habayis. And the Magen Avraham says, make sure you daven at home to have a place. People aren't going to bother you. You'll be able to daven for all these things. Okay, and this seems brought by the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Nuntes there in Siman Tzadi, all these things. However, let's look at the Prisha. Is it true that the Shulchan Aruch is telling, the Magen Avraham assumes that the Shulchan Aruch wants you to have a makam kavu in your house? Is that true? That's not what the Shulchan Aruch said. We're just inferring that. So let's look at the Prisha. The Chaim Pasuk Beisosef, V'delo Karabeinu Yonah. The Prisha says that the Shulchan Aruch does not necessarily want you to have a place in Utsarach Ela Kavios Beis HaKnesses. You only need a makam kavua in the shul, but at home, daven wherever you want. I'm not entirely convinced of the Drisha's argument. The Beis Yosef could also be holding of the Rush and Rabbeinu Yonah. I'm not entirely convinced. I think it's possible that the Shulchan Aruch as well would want you to have a Makom Kavua at home. Now, is this a chova? Is this something you have to have a Makom Kavua? Is it an Eitzah, a piece of good advice? Is it a nice thing? What are we saying over here? There's a very, very important tshuva of the Rivash in Siman Tav Kuf Yud Gimel. And he discusses the language of Chazal. When Chazal say, Kol, whoever one does this, this, and this, then they're a Ben Olam Haba. Whoever does A, B, and C, then it's a good thing. A person should be careful not to do this. What do they mean? So the Rivash says, black on white, that when the Gemara says you get schar for doing this, or it's a good idea to do this, what it means is, do this. That's what it means. The Gemara doesn't always have to treat us like children and say, this is Aser, this is Mutter. It can infer very strongly that something needs to be done. And he says, the example is our Gemara. The example of something where the Gemara strongly suggests something, and it is a chova that you must do, is having a Makom Kavua. It is something that you must have, and it is not up for debate. He says other examples are saying Shema while wearing tefillin. The Gemara says it's a good thing to wear tefillin while saying Shema. You have to wear tefillin while wearing Shema. It's not really an option. You have to. That's what we do. And saying Kriya Shema Lamita, for example, also, it's not just a suggestion. We do it. We say Kriya Shema before we go to bed. Saying Ashrei three times a day, we do it. It's not just a nice suggestion. Having three meals on Shabbos, we do it. It's not just a suggestion. These are all things that the Rivash explains. There's a great article by Rabbi Meir Twersky. I think it's on the Torah Web website, where he was discussing certain things that were going on in the Jewish community that he felt were not appropriate. And he said, you know, just because the Chazal or the Rabbi say, you know, it's not a good idea to do this, shouldn't do this, it doesn't mean that they're saying you should do it. Sometimes, though, you need to have a sensitivity to the Torah and say, when Chazal strongly say, this is a good thing to do, they really mean you should do it. They're not just giving you, you know, a nice pat on the back and saying, you know, keep up the good work. They want you to do these things, and it becomes not optional when this comes into play. The Levush says you should only change your place unless there's a great need. Reb Chaim Kanievsky has a book of Musar called Orchos Yosher. In the Seder HaTfilah, he says that you should not change your seat in shul unless there's a tzorech miyuchad, a very, 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 very important need to change one's seat. Let's look at the Magen Avraham, who expands upon this as well. He says, Sivkatan Lama Dalet, Venerali, Desoch Dalt Amos, Choshev Makom, Echad, De'i Efshar L'tzamsem. He says, if you can't get your Makom Kavua that day, it's fine, because within Dalt Amos, where we usually sit, and even if we're going to be Machmer, 8 feet, that's a pretty good, you can find a couple of seats within Dalt Amos. So it does, you can still fulfill the halacha, and doesn't have to be that seat itself. Within Dalet Amos, it's cited by the Mishnah Berurah as well. It has a Nakim in Halacha Maisa. The Piskei Tshuva writes in Hilchos Avelus in Shin Tzadi Gimel Yud Zayin. What? That if a person is an Avel and Shul, they change their seat. How far do you have to change your seat? Dalet Amos. What's the source? The Magen Avraham. If a person's an Avel during that year, right, they change their seats, and it should be more than Dal Amos. And the source is our halacha, that outside of Dal Amos is not considered that seat anymore. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Just a question on that. I understand that we're supposed to change our seat, and I did. But aren't you not supposed to do a public display of, like, a Velus on Shabbos, too?
So we don't consider that necessarily a public display. Some people only do it to the week, some people do it Shabbos. But it's not necessarily...
Because it's really out in the open.
It's true, but usually people don't notice that much, and they're not going to pay so much attention to it. But the minhag is to do it, nonetheless. Okay, what's considered kavua? So we need to look at I don't have the Gemara here, but it's a Gemara of Abbasra, Gimel Avid Beis. So it says that in the cities of Maremar and Marzutra, they had one shul for the summer, and they had one shul for the winter. And guess what they did? In the summer, and it had depended on the ventilation. One shul had more ventilation in the summer, and the winter had less ventilation. They all had different construction plans for the summer. What did they do? They would knock down the shul and build a new one each summer and each winter. Okay? That's pretty good. And they talk, Gemara there's talking about building a shul on condition, that's Kedusha, you can rebuild it, all the things like that. So the Prima Gadim learns from here. Let's look at the Prima Gadim. Uvekayet beveis haknesses, uvechorev beveis achorev. In the summer they would have such and such shul, and the winter they would have this type of shul. Habe kivum makom kedematzino kisitua bekaita. So says the Prima Gadim. It doesn't mean it has to be the same shul all the time, but whatever it is, it needs to be kavua. And that's what we're talking about when it comes to having a makom kavua. It needs to be, it can't be that this Shabbos is going to be over here, and Monday it's going to be over here, and next Monday it's going to be over here. If you want to have a shul you always daven on Mondays, fine, but keep it on Mondays. And if you want it to be on Tuesdays, fine, but keep it on Tuesdays. And if you want to have a weekday shul, fine, but keep it. It needs to be kavua. It can't be shooting at the hip. It can't be haphazard. It needs to be something that's set and ordered. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Halicha Shlomo in the Parakei says you can daven in different shul shachris. You have a shul for minchas. You have a shul for marivs. All that's fine, but it needs to be kavua. It needs to be set. The Makor Chaim in Siman Kuf Beis Gimel says that we learn from Chana that Chana had a makam kavua when she went to daven in Shiloh. She always davened in the same spot when she went to Shiloh, which also teaches us parenthetically that makam kavua applies to men and to women as well. There's no reason to distinguish between the two areas. Now, what is more important? Makam kavua, something else, let's say something else is contradicting makam kavua. So where does makam kavua rank in the importance of things for davening? So there's a Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, again, Parak Vav, where he lists eight things that are lichat chila for davening. These are things that ideally one should have, and if you don't, it's not as good. And the things he lists is to have a makam kavua. So let's look at the comments of the Rif on the Ein Yaakov. Now, the Rif on the Ein Yaakov is not the Rif on the Gemara. It's somebody else whose name has a Rosh Tevos, Rei Should Pei. But it's not the same Rif like we have on the Gemara. So it says the Rif on the Ein Yaakov. She'amar kol koveya makom she'afa pishiyah lo makom chashuv gom beis haknesses sheish bo rov am. I have a shul that has rov am, tremendous amount of people. V'hu mikdash ma'at. I don't care, says the Rif. If you have a shul that has a million people, but you have a makam kavua in another shul, you daven the makam kavua. But Rov Am is not on the Rambam's list. It does not trump your makam kavua. That's how important it is to have a makam kavua. Even if you're going to have a giant stadium, Siyam HaShas, honestly, if we were going to be very firm about it, so that night of Siyam HaShas, you daven Marvin, you're welcome kavua back in shul, if you can make it back in time. Now, I'm going to see Mashash until 2 o'clock in the morning. But if you could, better to daven Marvin, you're welcome kavua, says the Rif, than to daven Marv at the Siyam HaShas. That's what it sounds like. That's what he said. He says, your tefillah is more beloved to Hashem if it's makam kavua instead of barov am with a lot of people. V'raya l'davar, Avram shahalach l'spal al makom asher amad sham l'spal b'rishon v'lo halach l'spal b'makom. He went to daven by there, not the Maris Machpelah, right? Even no matter holy and spiritual the place is, makom kavua trumps everything. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes again the Halicha Shlomo that if you have the option makom kavua, but to skip parts of Psukei de Zimra, I'll have my makom kavua, but I might end up that I might be a little bit late, and I might have to skip parts of Psukei de Zimra, or I'll go to another shul, I'll get all Psukei de Zimra in, but I'm not going to have my makam kavua. So he says that you still daven in your makam kavua, and you skip parts of Psukei de Zimra. That is how important it is to have a makam kavua. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, by changing your makam kavua, you're changing the whole tenor and the feeling of your davening. It's not going to be the same davening. That's how important it is. Let's get to the question of the evening. And that requires looking in Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein's Teshukei Chemed on Maseches Brachos Zayin Amud Beis on the second Gemara we quoted here tonight. So says Rav Zilberstein, you walk into shul and there's a guest sitting in your makom kavua. What do you do? So he quotes the Chafetz Chaim in the Sefer HaMitzvos HaKatzar. The Chafetz Chaim wrote a thin book about all the mitzvahs that are applicable nowadays. It's a beautiful sefer. There's a lot to learn from it, and there's a lot to say about it. Different printings, how did the Chafetz Chaim write it, but not for right now. In Mitzvah Samech, on the mitzvah of the Ahavta Es Hager, that we must love converts to Judaism, the Chafetz Chaim says, that anyone who is a stranger in a location has the status of a ger, a convert. Because he's new, it's different, he's uncomfortable, he doesn't know what to do. And therefore he says Reb Zilberstein, based on the comments of the Chafetz Chaim, when you walk into a shul and you see a guest sitting in your seat, there's a mitzvah to do absolutely nothing and to find another seat. Because you will be fulfilling the mitzvah of v'yahavta es hager. Don't say a word, don't make a comment, don't tell your friend to tell him, don't make a passing comment, don't sit uncomfortably close to him, that he wonders, why is this guy sitting so close to me when there's 12 other seats around me? Don't bother him. You need to treat him with respect, and that is how we act in this situation. I had to bring the whole thing. I want to quote from you now from the Ma'amloes and Parshas Mishpatim, Chaf Beis Hei. There's a lot to say about the Ma'amloes. Rav Yaakov Kuli, I suggest reading the introduction to Rav Aryeh Kaplan's English translation of the Ma'amloes in the first volume. It's an amazing, amazing sefer and how it's put together and the history behind it. Please, please read it on your own time. But look at what he says over here. Elu sheyoshim b'mekomos hakavuim lahem beis haknesses. People who sit in a makom kavua. Ukeshima acher echer mayhem lavo. The person now comes late. The most adam acher yoshim b'mekomos. You find someone in your spot. Soek alav. They start screaming at him. Hello, mizbayish mizay yose riv. And he starts embarrassing and causing a fight. Va'echan makas chavero, and a fist fight. Kvisha osim acherim shem chisrei das. People have no seichel, they don't know what to do. Haritzrichem heim ladas. You must know. Sha'afa pisha mutav shekol echad yakiras makomo shniklo tamid. Okay, it's a good thing to have a makom kavua. It's a chova to have a makom kavua. It's important. Shekol kovea makom tiloso elokei Avraham bezro. Vipnei atam shebiyarnu ba'arucha b'parshas ve'ira. Look over there in parshas ve'ira, we explained it at length. Mikomakom im era sheba umasa ish acher yoshu b'mekomo. You find someone in your seat. Ein min aroy she'ore machlokas akachosh bino machlokas over this. V'alachas kama v'kama. Even more so. She'ein reshus la'adam levayeshus chavero. You have no permission to embarrass another Jew. We've been properly saying that. It's in shul. Shenikra beis hamigdash. This is a beis hamigdash. Afiu l'davar she'im devarim b'teilim aser. If it's usher in shul to speak dvar and batalim, and to speak words that are not tefillah and Torah, or not related to avodas Hashem, b'zeh avam gadol, hin b'shabbos v'hin b'shar yimos ha-shavua, whether on Shabbos or the week, el shemadavar b'shabbos over el isra l'chud, shemachas ha-shabbos, a person who speaks dvar and batalim on Shabbos is worse, because he's being, it's chilol Shabbos, you're desecrating Shabbos. K'fi shebiyar ba'orach l'vor v'parshas b'reishas, look in parshas b'reishas over there, V'chein ha'rachna b'inyan zeh v'parshas v'yetzeh, b'pasuk manorah v'kom hazeh, v'yakov avinu, how great the makom ha'migdash was, ein zeh kim beis ha'lokim zeh shar ha'shamayim, k'fi shetarusham, look over there, v'zeh rak al ha'dibur, that's only by speaking, v'lo kol shekein al ha'riv beis ha'knesses, causing disagreement in the shul, shekol ha'mevazes chaveru lefnei tamid chacham nikra apikores, whoever embarrasses someone in front of a tamid chacham is an apikores, a heretic. Because you show no respect for the Talmud Chacham. She'ilu haya mechaberes haTorah, lo haya meiz levazes chaveru lefnei haChacham. If you love Torah, you would never embarrass another Jew in front of someone who represents Torah. And here he comes. U'mikan shim adam hevaza chaveru b'beis haKnesses. If you embarrass a Jew in a shul, lo kol shekein shu apikores. You are an apikores, a heretic. Shenikra b'zayon beis haknesses va'on shel gadol. You have embarrassed the shul, and your punishment is great. I think it's very clear from the Silverstein and the Ma'am Loes that when you come into shul and you see someone there, you should find another seat. I don't think anyone would disagree with that. I heard Yitzi Stern, our chaver, when someone's listening on the tape, they're going to wonder, oh, Yitzi Stern, there must be 50 of them in the world. But so Yitzi Stern's told me a story this morning. He said that he was in a shul, and someone came in, and he was sitting there and in somebody's seat, and they tapped him on the shoulder, and they said, "Ah, you're in my makom kavua." So Yitzi turns to him and he said, "But the pasuk says, Vayashkim Avram Baboker, that Avram got up early in the morning, and you're late. So you have to be Vayashkim first in the morning, and then you get your makom kavua." He said the guy does not appreciate his humor. But there's what to be said for it. The Leiv Chaim, Rav Chaim Palazichel, Beis Reisha Dalid. So he was asked about an elderly Talmud Chacham, who later on in life he was unable to, he had some medical issues, he had to use the bathroom frequently, and he needed to be by the door. He had a makom kavua by the mizrach for 40 years, and now he needed to be closer to the door for medical reasons. So he asked if it was okay to change his makom kavua. That's how seriously he took the makom kavua, and he answers clearly, for the sake of kavod abrios, and to be respectful, he's allowed to change his seat, and it's not a problem at all. Does this halacha apply just to tefillah of Shmona Esrei, or to all of davening? So on one hand, the Zechusei d'Avram, again Reb Chaim Palagi, in the Mareches Tes Samach Dalid, so he says that includes all parts of tefillah. But the Ben Ish Chai, Parshas Miketz, the Torah Schaim, Rav Yaakov Sofer, you know, this Siman in Shulchan Aruch, says it's specifically about Shmona Esrei. It's only about Shmona Esrei. I mean, people don't want to move around during davening, but if you need to be picky, it's only for the tefillah of Shmona Esrei. I want to return now here just to back to the reasons and just to end with, again, to highlight the importance. The Rabbeinu Yoni here wants to know, why is you a chassan and an anav? Why are you such a humble person for davening in a makam kavua? So he says that a person who loves tefillah so much to be careful at the same seat is a humble person. And his tefillos will be accepted by Hashem because he knows that he needs Hashem, that he's depending on Hashem for his tefillos. The pasuk says, "Zivchei Elokim ruach nishbara," that the offerings of Hashem only are accepted by someone with a broken ruach, someone who's very humble. And this is the type of person who has a makam kavua. The Nodeb Yehuda in his tzlach, here on the Gemara, has an incredible, incredible understanding. He says that we make a mistake. We think that we daven there, and you know, it's all about us, our davening. He says, no, the opposite. You daven there once, and your tefillah makes it a little bit kadosh because you daven there. The next time you go back to that seat, that makam kavua, so that area is already imbued with the kedusha of your last davening. So that makom now will help you out again. And the more tefillah you put into that makom, it keeps on going back in, and again, and again, and again, and again, and that makom becomes imbued with more and more of the tefillah and the kedusha that is related to you. And a person who's a baal gaiva thinks the opposite. A person who's haughty says, ah, it's all me, I don't need a special spot, I'm close to Hashem wherever I am. Says the Gemara, you're not so special to Hashem as you think you are. You need a little help from your makam kavua. And that's why the person down in the makam kavua is going to be someone who is humble. It's similar to a comment of the Drashos HaRan. The Ran says, why do we daven by Kivrei Tzadikim? Because the body of the tzaddik who fulfills his life with Torah Mitzvos makes that area more kadosh, more success, more place able to approach Kedusha. The Nesivos and the Emes LeYaakov on here on the Gemara Bracha says that if you have a designated place for tefillah in your home, that it has the Kedusha of like a Beis HaKnesses. That's not an excuse to daven at home, but says the Nesivos and the Emes LeYaakov, it has that power to change even your home into the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses. Like we said, like Rav Ozner said before, to have a special place in your home dedicated to Avodas Hashem, to say Tehillim there, to do everything in the same spot as well. There's a fantastic story quoted by Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Derech Sicha, and also by Reb Steinman in a sefer called Yimalei Pisi Hasecha, Chelek Aleph, in the area talking about tefillah. He says in the name of Reb Shmuel Reintraub. Reb Shmuel Reintraub was the Rosh Yeshiva in Pinsk before the war. And he says he was once davening in the town of Vilkomir in Europe. And during the tefillah, when he was davening in the shul, he felt a very special connection. He just felt something special that was going on. And he went back to daven the other day, and the next day, he wasn't able to get the same spot, and he didn't feel that connection. And he was just very, what was happening in that spot? So he was asking around, he was asking the people in the shul, and they said, that spot where you were davening 200 years ago, so the Vilna Gaon, when he went to Galus, he went into personal exile to go see the world and to go escape his comforts of home. He came to the town of Vilkomir and he davened in that spot. So Steinman and Reb Chaim Kanievsky say the place where a person davens is imbued with a sense of Kedusha. It might require a certain sensitivity to feel it, but we need to understand the Kedusha and what is special about the place that we daven in over and over and over again. I just want to leave with the Tzara Chiyin. If anyone has an answer, I'm happy to hear it. So the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Lamed Aleph has the famous story of Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva, when he davened, he would, when he davened by himself and there was no one else around, he got very into his davening. And he would bow and he would all over the place, and he would start in one corner of the room and he would end up in the other corner of the room. So I'm not sure how you explain Rabbi Akiva's minhag in davening with the idea of a makam kavua. If it's so important to have a makam kavua, so why was Rabbi Akiva all over the room? I don't know. That's Sarach Ian, but something to think about.
Okay.
Okay. Sure. Have a good night.
So you want to use a makam for Rabbi Yonah?
Well, I was going to say with the Dalai Lama.